Well, you've heard him before on Coast to Coast. He has had incredible accuracy with his predictions. And tonight we will talk with Dr. Lewis Turi. And later on tonight, so will you on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back. Like the great prophet Nostradamus, Dr. Lewis Turi was born and raised in Provence, France in 1976. He graduated from the Royal School of Music in London with the highest distinction. He established himself as a successful hypnotherapist and astropsychologist, author of numerous books, another one coming out shortly. He has predicted accurately 9/11, the Asian tsunami, the Iraq War, SARS virus, and predictions of major earthquakes that he has made on this program and television. He's with us for 2 hours now, Dr. Lewis Turi. Well, Lewis, welcome back, my friend.
Well, thank you very much for having me again. And how are you doing, George?
I'm doing fine. Everything's going well. And just watching these world events, Lewis, unfold. And, you know, after you and I continue to talk on and off the air, it is incredible how they just seem to be falling into place. You see this all the time, don't you?
Well, yes, indeed. But again, you know, I have a much better outlook than all the apocalyptic promoters over there saying the 2012 year being the God knows what. You know, I do not support that. Absolutely not. I have a better faith in mankind, in technology. And as I said in your show many times, George, God did not put Earth on this earth to end up in a miserable way. I do not believe this. It is from the bottom of my heart.
Even though some of your predictions have been dramatic and have been earth-shaking, you are a believer in the future of us, and that's kind of hopeful. I mean, you see a light at the end of the tunnel, Lewis.
Indeed. And this is what mankind is slowly but surely learning, that we are very responsible, as we all have been made in the image of God, of our own destiny. And we are not doomed, George. We are not. The idea is to make sure to never forget that the future is nothing else than the reincarnation of the thought. And if the general thought process is going forward positively, I can guarantee you that we can shape our future and bring peace, love, and respect on this world.
What have you been up to since we last talked, Lewis?
Oh, my gosh. Well, my new book came out on your birthday, by the way, but we had a bit of a problem with the bindings and the color of the front page, the cover, so it came out today again. And
so you're happy with it?
Oh, you bet. And your copy is on the way. You and Tom are going to get a copy, and many of my good friends out there. And I already got some real serious feedback from people that already have, tested the book. They said they cannot put it down. And that's good news.
What's the title?
It's called Beyond the Secret.
Beyond the Secret. I like that. I like that indeed. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Well, it's first of all, it's my biography. It's indeed... you're going to be traveling with me since I was 6 years old with my first UFO experience. Then you're going to see the drama that I went through, being abused literally by my schoolmasters, my teachers. I had a terrible, terrible upbringing.
Did they beat you up, Lewis?
Oh, gosh. I mean, being kneeling down on a ruler for half an hour, or beating your fingers until your nails bleed. During those days in the 60s, it was not like today. You know, plus I was used to suffer, and I was used of hardship, so I was never complaining. It's just amazing what happened to me. But guess what, George? I don't regret anything, for if I didn't have those incredible experiences, I would not have incredible things to teach.
You learned, didn't you?
You bet. So what else? Well, I'm about to take off to Cancun, where I'm going to be teaching again the secret and do some Kabbalistic healing, Nostradamus methodology. And then I'm going to be flown to San Antonio, Texas, to talk about the last book of Nostradamus. They are doing a series.
Really? Okay, yeah. Tell me about that.
Well, and I was amazed because I didn't hear anything about until today. They called me and they say, well, Dr. Turing, you were born in the same place as Nostradamus. We've checked your quatrains. We've checked your predictions. So if there is someone that can help us with this book, it's you. So I said, well, let me try. So they sent me, I don't know, maybe 60 incredible pictures, and I was just blown away, especially with the one involving the dragon's head and the dragon's tail. This is just incredible. So my job will be basically to look at those pictures and give them some feedback, because most of the time under those pictures you have the old 16th century French, and even though they doesn't sound or look like our French nowadays, there is still some words or phrasing that I can pick up. So that will be pretty much what I'm going to do over there.
Well, good for you, and just keep pushing. I know when we did the predictions television show several years ago, and I can't believe how fast time flies,
yes.
You did a marvelous job there, and I'm glad that you're starting to get more and more exposure, Lewis.
Oh, indeed. It's getting there. It's getting there, and I want to thank you because, again, you know, by the way, before I forget, George, you are in my book, and so is Tom, and so are some of my good friends, including Jordan Maxwell and Dr. Roger Lee, a good friend of mine, too. So you're there in that book.
You know, I have to meet up with Jordan when I come back to Los Angeles in a week and a half. Strange things are happening to him, Lewis.
Yeah, indeed. As a matter of fact, he called me like a couple of hours ago, and he said, yeah, by the way, I was supposed to meet George and Tom, and they canceled me, I guess.
I was coming here, yeah.
And I told him, you know what, Mercury is retrograde. You know, Mercury, the planet of communication and transportation, is going backwards. So it kind of screw up communication, transportation, and some of your plans have to be reevaluated and things of this nature. So he's pretty excited to communicate with you, though, that's for sure.
Yeah, we will get with him. I know he's working on something. I can feel it.
Yeah, he's working really hard, as always, you know, on this incredible picture. As a matter of fact, he's going to submit me more pictures. I don't know where he dig those things, but it's just amazing. It is the knowledge of this man is just incredible. It really is.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, here we are. We're already in the middle June. I can't believe how fast things are going by. And you were pretty accurate with some of these past predictions of events. What do you see in terms of upcoming events for the rest of this year, Lewis?
Well, first of all, I have to refresh yourself and your audience memories here. The tail and the head of the dragon are still into the axis of Pisces, Virgo. And as you know, Pisces rules anything that dwells with the philosophy, religion, indeed the Middle East, oil, and anything that is transpiring in the Middle East is because of this dragon right on top of the country out there. And that affects, because it's all about energy, it affects the entire region, put it this way. So as a matter of fact, as I mentioned in your show many times, back in 1995 on Art Show, I told him that America was going to go through a religious war with the Middle East, and hopefully one of these days I'll be able to trace that show with Tom. But what I'm trying to say is the new dragon will be moving into the sign of Aquarius at the end of the year. And when I was on your last show, I said to you to be prepared to get a little test of incredible happenings. Will it be nature, devastative forces, or would it be surprising, shocking news? Not to forget, of course, Paris Hilton. I'm just trying to point out the shocking type of energy that nature hasn't yet spoken. We had a few tests with some earthquake not long ago, you know, some tragedy that took place, but nothing yet compared to what is coming to us. However, I want to make sure that I am not an apocalyptic promoter okay? This is the stars. And again, like I said many times, I don't predict anything, George. I know the timing. You know, history repeats itself, the weather repeats itself, and there is a process of repetition. The only thing is when Aquarius is involved, you're talking about some serious tragedy involving the core of the Earth. Earthquakes, volcano, tornado. NASA, for example, is completely under the jurisdiction of this dragon. And NASA will be, within a year or two, forced to be completely and entirely restructured.
Oh, my. Well, you know, Richard Hoagland believes it should be done.
Well, it is the third time, George, that NASA sent the shuttle and our courageous astronauts up there during a supernova window, which I call supernova window, but it's a Mercury retrograde motion. The omens, first of all, NASA scientists, they are not spiritual, you know, like anyone should be. So they do not give any attention to what you call omens. Omens or the weird weather that took place before the launch, and that's why they did not sign it the first time. Now, that was an omen for them to back off and to wait until the light is green to send a shuttle. But it's the third time they signed the shuttle on that very negative type energy, and the results can be just devastating.
Well, and we've always had tense flights lately, too. I mean, throughout the last several flights, they've been nail biters.
Well, and that's the dragon starting to tell NASA, either you lined up with the cosmic code or you're going to pay the ultimate price. We're going to crush you. We're going to kill more of your astronauts. We're going to force you to raise your vibration outside of your rigid numbers and logics. And sudden enough, regardless of my many, many emails to tell them you're doing something wrong again, you're gonna create.
So you do send them emails, right? You warn them?
I did, indeed. And I show them the proof in the past, well before all these astronauts died and before we lose the space shuttle.
Do you get a response from them?
No, sudden enough. They would rather be cut dead than to actually either communicate with me. It's the fear of the ridicule. But, you know, science...
I guess, this is the sad part about it. They probably don't want the media to ever know that had they emailed you back for information, that they were dealing with a prophet or psychic, however you want to term yourself.
Right, and that's where the problem is. You know, I cannot be lumped with psychic or prophet, even though that I understand we believe in them. My work is very logical, is very sensitive, and is mathematics. You know, I am the most logical, critical, down-to-earth man you can get.
Well, what would you call yourself? Because I, too, call you a psychic.
I'm an astropsychologist, to put it this way.
You prefer that. Okay.
Well, I have been trained as an hypnotherapist, thus I understand the working of the subconscious, and that's one of the reasons when I wrote my books and understood what took place when I was a kid and what led me to what I am and who I am, where you are, who you are today. It's just laws. I'm also, you know, when I teach my students, Josh, there is a big difference between education and intelligence. There is no schools that produce Einstein. Okay, there is no schools that produce Mozart or Beethoven. People have gifts. Like, you have your gifts, I have mine. And the beauty about my work, if NASA or the FBI or the CIA, instead of watching me under the blanket, if they were willing to take a chance, they would have more proof, more logistic, more reality than what they could ever dream of. And then they could put my theory in test. And each time I said, okay, be ready for an earthquake, for example, like I do during these days, above 6.0, because there is an earthquake every day, right? Then they will realize that the pattern is very real. Regardless of how much money NASA takes from us or the National Weather Service from the taxpayer, be sure that NASA scientists will never, ever, a million years tell you when or where, for that matter, an earthquake would take place. So a little French astrologer from, you know, from the south of France over there can do it and do it for free.
How important is your computer to your work?
My gosh, I'd say 98%.
Really? Okay.
Indeed. I designed a software that was Arwen Software in Los Angeles that allows me to place the dragon and recognize the location of your dragon, not only in your chart or any of my patient or client chart, but also above the world. And that tells me all sorts of things. I mean, just let's trace it back. You know, when I give specific date, and again, you can go to my website. I have hundreds of thousands of followers by the time, by now. And George, I'm getting tons of email every day with people that have done their homework. They have paid attention.
Oh yes, they're good.
To the work, to the dates, to the keywords that I put out there. And then if these people can do it because they honor the word science, I don't understand why NASA, such a scientific corporation who lives on our tax dollars, will not take a chance on me.
Well, you know, it just takes a long time, Lewis, and it takes more predictions as you've been doing, and maybe one day somebody will wake up. Let's just take a few moments, if we can, then to talk about the rest of this year, if you would, for us. What do you see?
Well, basically, as you know, I always give like 3 or 4 dates each month.
Yes.
Where the dragon would and always do produce dramatic happening. Would it be natural or would it be man-made? Okay. So in June, we have the 16th coming up very soon, and we have the 26th. In July, we have the 2nd, the 13th, the 22nd, and the 30th. In August, we have the 9th, the 19th, the 26th. In September, we have the 5th, the 15th, the 23rd. In October, the 3rd, the 12th, the 20th, and the 30th. In November, the 1st, 19th, 16th, 26th. And in December, the 6th, the 13th, and Christmas Day, the 24th, Christmas Eve. And again, I did send all this to Alex. And I also gave him the legend to be prepared for specific energy. Again, those dates are not normal dates. Those dates are green, are a red light for the entire world. And the dragon may very well touch you directly if you're not aware of it. It doesn't mean you're doomed. The power of God in ourselves is much stronger than those stars and this dragon and everything else. But the point is, if you're not being taught when the light is red and you cross the street, chances are you're going to pay the penalty.
Well, let's see if I read this right. Let's see if you can teach me here. In June, let's say June 16th,
correct.
You believe that it will be the beginning, the ending of an important portion of a life, forced relocation, maybe some very destructive weather. Am I reading that right?
Yeah, this is exactly what it is. When I was on your show, the same energy that produced Katrina is coming up on the 16th and the 20th.
You feel that, okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, this is why I give those dates. And I'm giving you the maximum date. And on those days, every one of your listeners should have a copy of those dates, and they should mark their calendar and look at CNN on those dates. And there will be, indeed, things that are well above normal. Earthquakes, volcano, hurricane.
But you don't know where, right?
Again, this is where, let's say, for example, in terms of earthquakes, George, and understand me. Let's be logical for a second. You'll understand me better. NASA has full access with their own computerized map of the action of the Earth fault, so to speak.
Right, right.
So I have the timing, they have the fault activity. Now imagine if they were to connect the physics and the spirits together, put it this way, then we would be able indeed to point out when and where an earthquake would take place. Indeed, this is what the astrogeologists of the future will do.
So all right, stay with us, Lewis. Hold on for just a sec, and we'll be right back with you on Coast to Coast AM. We're going to be going through some dates pretty quickly with Dr. Turi and some of these events. So don't write them down, because Lex will post all of them with the timelines and the dates right on the coasttocoastam.com website under the show recap right after the program. Just give Lexicon a little time to put it all together, but we'll have all those dates for you. Back with Dr. Lewis Turi in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. So I'm learning this, Lewis, and you were talking a little bit about this June 16th date.
Right.
And then I'll make my own thoughts trying to evaluate what the June 26th will be.
Well, first of all, you have a legend that goes with each one of those dates. And legend means something, obviously. I also write quatrains. So regardless, if you have those dates or not, it may be a good idea to go to my website sometime and check on the quatrain to give you a better understanding.
But and that's drturi.com, right? Let's make sure we get the good website out. It's drturi.com. Go ahead.
Right. Let me give you the nuts and bolts. Maybe that's going to help some people to understand me a little bit more. On the 16th, for example, June the 16th, the moon, which is our closest satellite, which happens to be a little bit more than a dead rock, by the way, okay, this moon will be moving into the sign of Cancer. Now, anytime the moon gets into the sign of Cancer, you could be sure and you can bet that will be the beginning or ending of important phases of life. Now, you will be touched personally because maybe one of your child is leaving home. You may be touched globally if you're sitting in the middle of a hurricane or if you're experiencing a tsunami in Asia. Do I make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So when I talk about the moon, especially when the moon is into the sign of Cancer, it's 100% sure. But if you do not know about what the moon does to your psyche or how she operates through your chart, you're not going to give any attention. And something very important will happen to you or somebody close to you, but you won't give any attention because you haven't been trained to gather or to upgrade your cosmic consciousness. And the more I get into the show with you, the more I talk, the more I explain myself, the more I literally harass everybody with my newsletter all over the world. And the more they do their homework, the easier it is for them to raise their vibration, you know, and in the process, gather more cosmic consciousness and connect with me. So
okay.
Each time the moon changes signs, she brings different energy that affects the affairs of mankind. It's as simple as that.
It is incredible how this works. Now, here's in terms of the science behind this. Why, like when you talk about the dragon's head moving into Aquarius,
correct?
Why does that affect things, Lewis?
Well, first of all, you have to understand the energy of Aquarius. I am myself an Aquarius. I was born in February. Aquarius was anything to do with astrology. Well, I guess I know a little bit about that. Aquarius was anything to do with computers, electronics, the future of mankind, UFO technology, television, weird things. It's a sign which is well ahead of time. So when the moon gets into this sign... translate into energy that affect the electronic world, that affect earthquakes, that affect NASA directly, that affects, put it this way, everything that you're doing, George, is already preset by a divine order that I call the universal code. And slowly but surely, I am helping people to decode the universal mind. And instead of suffering as a robot, the energy transcending from the universe and translating into our affairs in this world, instead of suffering it, I'm helping people to use it. And this is what we slowly but surely mankind is doing. And astrology once upon a time was everywhere. Every disappeared civilization, the Incas, the Mayan, the Sumerian, the Atlantid, all of them handle astrology. They were not astronomers. Astronomy is a byproduct of astrology, which is a much older science. So you're talking about something that was removed from us the universal laws written by God himself in light through the star, through his creation, were cast aside and again replaced by dogmatic religious teaching or rigid scientific findings. But the result is there. Look around you, George. You mess up the laws, you're paying the price. This
you
world
pay
is
the
so
price.
Chaotic.
June 26th, you see famous deaths, dramatic news, major police involvement in something.
Indeed.
You see a lot, terrorism, financing. See a lot happening around that period.
Okay, now the moon will be in a very different sign. Indeed, the most easier sign to detect is called Pluto. Now, a bunch of morons back over there in Europe decide to remove this planet and his interaction with the human psyche.
That didn't screw up everything you predict now, did it?
not at all, because they've changed nothing. They are just ignorant. They don't have any cosmic consciousness. They're probably a bunch of kids, 25, 30, 35, or 40. To me, they are children. You know that.
Well, nothing wrong with kids now, Louis.
No, don't get me wrong. I wish
I was that age now.
I know, but you're talking about a generation which is born with the tail of the dragon in Virgo, and this generation, which are now turning that age, the age groups are becoming in power, whether it be in politics, whether it be in the scientific field, even in the religious field. This generation of Pluto and Virgo are scientists. They are logical, they are rational, they lack spirituality, but that is the way the wave is set for the rebirth, for the replenishing of our world, as simple as that. So what I was trying to tell you is the moon in Scorpio is the most easier location. Now, on that date, I'm not soft with my words. Drama, death, police.
No, you never have been.
Just because, and that's because it will happen. I know. I have been doing this for 35 years. When I give you a date, it's so very obvious, George. Sometimes I think I'm the only one who don't need any glasses. But with patience and with hard work and dedication, your listeners will make, especially with those dates and with all the legends, there is no way in a million years they're going to refuse to grow. It's impossible not to grow and not to accept the fact. When come those dates, and when come the keywords, and when come CNN News, you'll remember me. And you'll see that there is something in what I do.
Now, we're going to do something differently next hour for all of you. This is what I want you to give Tom when you call in. Louis, you've got your computer fired up, right?
Absolutely.
Ready to go. Okay, we've got his, what he calls his unique celestial identity software, ready to go. Now, what I'd like you to do, just for the sake of time, because we really haven't done this on Coast in a long, long time. Quick question for Dr. Turi when you call the next hour. And also give Tom, because I'll be able to read it right on my computer screen. I don't want you to have to give it to Dr. Turi. I'll do that. Give him your birthday, date, and total year. So, for example, if you were born in February on the 26th, 1950, just say 2/26/1950, Dr. Turi will take it away from there. He'll give you a very brief reading on that date. Now, here's my question, Doctor, is if you have 10 people out there all born on February 26, 1950, this generally would be the same for them, right?
Not necessarily.
Really?
Okay. You have to understand that because of the questions they're going to ask me, I can look at the fear principle, at the finances area, I can look at the health area, the career area, and give them the direction they are looking for.
Now, tell me about the software you put together. You invented, basically.
Well, but yes, it's a regular astrological software, but I asked Alwan Software in Los Angeles to add to it the dragon. Sad enough, modern astrology is overloaded with mathematical jargon and takes away the intuition and the values and the art of being able to read people accurately. So by putting the dragon, it's like giving me a straight point to where I should look into the person's chart. So I'd like your audience to give me one single question. I might ask I might ask one or two questions to make sure I have the right location of the dragon. And for, because of their answers, I will know exactly where to look in the chart to accurately answer their questions. And I cannot spare nobody, okay? I cannot tell them what they want to hear. I have to tell them what I see. But ultimately, there will be no death, there will be nothing of this nature, no drama ahead of you, because now that you know, you can avoid the negativity.
I also want to thank you because you're giving our Coast listeners Moon Power on the computer for free, right?
That's correct, yes. They can download this book. I do that every year. I did that the same time last year with you again.
Yes, you did.
This is my bestseller, and I think it's a way of saying thank you to all the people that trust me. And by offering it for free, also people get to learn a little bit more. And I believe in the law of karma, which means if you give something, it's going to come back to you, and he always does with me at least.
Okay, so that's Dr. Turi's website, drturi.com. A lovely French name there, Louis, huh?
Yes. Half French, George, half French. I'm half French and half Sicilian.
Do you ever get back there?
Well, actually, yes. I'm going home on the 14th of the, yeah, July 14th.
My God, you really do travel a lot, Louis,
yes,
don't you?
And then I'm going to Noumea, New Caledonia. That is 200 miles from Australia. It's a little island. My sister lives there. Then I'm going to see my two other sisters in Corsica.
You know what, though? Let me tell you something. When I first met you at that conference, you project life around you. You enjoy life. I'm sure you're a human being like all of us, maybe,
you
aren't you?
Bet. You bet. You know, being very spiritual and very advanced, in my line of work, at least, it doesn't mean I have to live like a monk. I was a monk in my past life. And when you read my book, you're going to read what I went through and the incredible dreams that made it very obvious for me to have had those lives. Not to forget my UFOs experiences in great detail and all the drama and all the beautiful things. And even the miracles of dealing with the supreme force of my subconscious in bringing things completely dead to life. My gosh, you're going to have a blast when you read this book.
Well, I can tell you, Dr. Turi is not a vampire because when the sun comes up, he's still awake most of the time.
I love life. I enjoy my speedboat. I enjoy my car. I enjoy everything. And I'm happy because I come from hell.
Yeah, it must have been rough, and it's kind of nice to be able to pull yourself. And that's another message that I like to project to a lot of people, that no matter how gloomy life might be, Louis, at any particular time, there's always that light at the end of the tunnel.
And that's the deal. The lowest moment in my life, I was cut to the bone in my hand. I had a terrible cold, and I was walking in the seafront in England on the way to my second job, and I was working in a mortuary. That was the lowest point in my life. And that was, at the same time, the highest kick I ever got because of the depth of my request for my prayer to have a sign at St. Mary's Hospital in Eastbourne in England. You're going to read that story, and you are not going to believe the words I wrote. And I can assure you that if I lie, I don't want to see my mother again or my son again. This is true. All that you can read in this book, there's nothing fictional. Beyond the secrets is the fact of all that I am.
Well, do you believe that all of us have this ability to predict, to feel, to prophesize?
You bet. Absolutely. It's just a matter of training yourself. The same thing. When I was at the Royal School of Music in London, they said, what? You want to learn to play piano? And you never touch a piano in your life? And you are 26 years old? I said, yes. He said, well, you know, the chance of you doing this are very remote. But anyway, let's start. 2 years later, I was playing Mozart and Beethoven, George.
Well, it's not all bad. You might be the reincarnated Nostradamus or Beethoven. I'm not sure which.
No, you just have to mean business. If you mean business, you will bring in you the creative forces that God has endowed us. We are moving, we are alive, we are a gift of life. And that's something you'd never ever want to forget. Because regardless where you're at, you can bring that energy, and that energy will bring you new life, new opportunity, new option. You don't quit.
I'll give you a couple more months, everyone, that Dr. Turi is predicting as some incredible events. And again, Lex will have all this under the recap for coasttocoastam.com. But in July, you see things around the 2nd, 13th, 22nd, and 30th, right, Louis?
That's correct, yes. In July, be ready for on the date that I gave, the 2nd. This is the actual legend for July. Point out Cosmos news, nuke, weird news, surprise, explosion, shocking news. That was the same energy that produced the Paris Hilton going to jail and being released the next day. That is the type of energy that produced this type of news. It's coming back every month. Those three specific energy are coming back, and they are making the news. It's very simple.
She should have consulted you before any of this happened.
I wrote a long newsletter about her character, and she was born herself with the tail of the dragon in Aquarius, so she's wild, and she's weird, and she's independent, and she had that karmic little lesson to learn, and she did.
I wonder if she will ever change.
Everybody changed. Nothing is meant to last. I remember when I was younger, I was wild and I was ignorant and I was stupid and fighting. And, you know, you pay the price. You wise up as you grow up. I mean, she will. She has to. Because, you know, the strong wrist of justice will be there to knock her down again and send her to jail. And I don't think she wants to go to jail again. She's going to line up.
Well, the fact that you see a light at the end of the tunnel for us doesn't mean it's going to be a rough road, though, that it will not be a rough road. We have some rough times ahead, don't we?
We do have some incredible time in terms of news, shocking weather, shocking development. Japan, just channel that for you right now. Japan will be completely restructured. Of course, that tells you that the Ring of Fire is going to get busy. France and Italy also, incidentally, will make some interesting news. But in the United States will be touched by this dragon drastically. It will affect the entire 8th house of corporate endeavors. The moon of the United States is in the world of Aquarius, so the entire real estate will be upside down. Female will become more independent and even eccentric. You already have a little test with Paris Hilton. The moon of the United States regiment every single woman under this country, and that's why American women are independent and they are strong. And but you could look at ex-President Clinton's wife, you know, wanted to be the president and fighting hard to bring the independence for women. So and all this information again will be available in my 2008 Moon Power once I channel the information for the United States. But each country will be touched.
All right. When we come back, questions for Dr. Turi, a very brief question so he can figure out a little bit about you, and then just give Tom your birth day, month, and year. Birth, the month, day, and year in that order. And I will pass that on to Dr. Turi right before you ask him his question so he can start programming this into his high-speed computer. I'm George Norrie. Back in a moment. It's your turn on Coast to Coast AM.